All this week, our minds will be turned towards Christmas. Have you ever wondered what the origin of Christmas is? I've looked up the origin of different holidays, such as Easter, Halloween, and many other holidays through the year, which we celebrate. But Christmas originated with Christ. Luke chapter 2 gives us the information we need to decide about Christmas. Luke tells us that it came to pass in those days. There went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And so did Joseph and Mary. They went to Bethlehem to be taxed. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them in the heavens, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto all of us. This is the Christmas story, as reported by Luke, a story that is under attack today in America, as well as around the world. Goodwill to men, peace on earth, what happened? So we find that Christmas originated with Christ. Before Christ, there was no Christmas. Christmas is all about Christ. What is the truth about the Christ of Christmas? Jesus Christ is the living Word. He is the truth about God, because he is the truth of God. He alone is truth. Everything else is an illusion, a mere imitation of reality. Have you ever thought about what the world would be like without Christmas? If Christmas had never happened, there would be no winter family gatherings. Nothing to look forward to as the days got shorter and the temperatures fall. No Christmas gifts, no holiday traditions, or Christmas trees, no Charlie Brown's Christmas specials, no Jimmy Stewart's, and It's a Wonderful Life. Without Christmas, December the 25th would be a long, dreary winter day. Without Christmas, something far worse would have happened. Christ would not have come. I don't even want to think about life without the birth of Christ. He came as one of us. Why would such a sovereign God do that for us? What possible motive could he have had to come and endure such scorn and ridicule? To go through the pain of the cross, only to be rejected by the very people he died for. Only one reason I can think of, and it's found in John 3:16. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, my friend, it was purely the love of God that brought that baby to earth 2,000 years ago. It was his desire to have his creation dwell with him and worship him. We cannot understand the depths of love for us. It is incomprehensible to our little minds that anyone, much less our Creator, could love us that much, especially when mankind treats him the way we do. For this reason, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.